After Jordan Leyland's two-run single in the second inning, Jesse Darragh has retired 8 in a row against the Lansing Lugnuts. Here he is now opening up this fifth inning. Leyland to lead things off, followed by Kellen Sweeney, and then back to the top of the order in Dwight Smith Jr. Lansing 3, South Bend 1. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, I'm Slavko Bekovic. Series finale of this four-game set. Last time the Lugnuts and Silverhawks will see each other this year, barring some sort of miraculous comeback, which sees Lansing make the playoffs. South Bend clinching a spot in the first half. Darragh missing on a first pitch, low and in on a fastball to Jordan Leyland, 1-0. Three runs on three hits and an error for Lansing. A run on four hits, no errors for the Silverhawks. Breaking ball and the 1-0 stays high. It's two balls, no strikes to Leyland. In game two yesterday, Leyland broke out with a nice 3-for-4 performance. 4 for his last 5 after that two-run single in the second. He swings and misses at this fastball on the 2-0 count. 87 with good tilt on it from Darragh coming over the top. Nice downward action, and Leyland still ahead though, 2-1. Started 2-for-27 in the Midwest League. Took him a while to get going, but here he is now swinging a good bat in the last couple games. Laying off a changeup there, down low. 3 balls, 1 strike to Leyland, batting from the right side.
Leyland is a student of hitting. He's succeeded everywhere he's gone so far.
3-1 hit high and deep into right field. On the way back, Brito at the track. Now he's at the wall. He leaps. This ball's out of here. A home run for Jordan Leyland. He's swinging a hot bat. He'll round the bases, and Lansing's taking a 4-1 lead. First homer in the Midwest League for Leyland. A solo shot here to open up the fifth inning against Jesse Darragh. Third RBI of the game for Leyland. That matches his total from his first 8 ball games as a Lansing Lugnut. And that one just cleared that high wall in right field over the head of Brito into the party patio. 4-1 Lansing here in the fifth.
Still the power by Jordan Leyland. He had been trying to do that back in Lansing, Michigan. Hit the ball to the opposite field.
First pitch swinging for Kellen Sweeney, and he sends one foul in the air left side.
10th home run allowed this year by Jesse Darragh. But for Jordan Leyland, boy, that's a welcome sight. It's one thing to get those singles through the infield. It's quite another to hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Again, a swing from Sweeney, and he pops up this 0-1 on the infield. It's the third baseman Brandon Drury coming in, but Velasquez makes the call, and the shortstop makes the grab. That's out number one. Sweeney retired for the second time. However, he did hit into a 4-3 RBI ground out in the second inning that scored Santiago Nessie. One away here in the fifth, Lansing up 4-1. Behind a 3-run second inning. Jordan Leyland, the story of the game so far. 2-run single in the second. Solo shot here in the fifth. For Leyland, that's his 5th career home run. 4 in Vancouver, first here in Lansing. And the first pitch to Dwight Smith Jr. way inside and skipping all the way to the backstop. A ball and no strikes. Dwight Smith Jr. is 0-for-2, which is relatively shocking. If you look at what he's done over his last week or so, this 1-0 offering, missing a little bit low, maybe a little bit outside on a fastball, 2-0 the count. Darragh, a right-hander from the first base side of the slab, he deals, and this one's ripped high and deep to right field. Brito at the track, he looks up, this ball's gone. Another home run for the Lugnuts, and it's the second of the inning. Dwight Smith Jr. ripping one out to right, and the Lugs lead 5-1 in the fifth. He goes into his home run trot, his 7th long fly of the season. 5-1 Lansing, all their runs coming in the second and in the fifth.
And for Dwight Smith Jr., apparently he collects his homers in bunches. Slavko, that home run yesterday was his first since the middle of July. July 12th, July 13th, he homered in back-to-back games, and here he goes yard once more, back-to-back nights, and out to right field each time.
Couple of solo homers, one by Leyland, one by Smith. Here's Emilio Guerrero, and he watches this first pitch, a fastball inside. Jesse Darragh leaving that one up and belt high for Smith, and he pulled it, got every bit of that ball to right. A 1-0 to Guerrero, low and away, 2 balls, no strikes. Emilio scored 3 runs in game 2 of the doubleheader last night. 0-for-2 so far here in the series finale. Darragh's 2-0, goes to the breaking ball, misses well outside. 3 balls and no strikes to the shortstop. Emilio Guerrero, 5-3 put out in the first, a grounder to third. And in the third inning, popped out to the first baseman. 3-0 pitch downstairs, and it's a four-pitch walk, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a mound visit here by the pitching coach, Wellington Cepeda, try to calm down his starting pitcher, Jesse Dara. First, it was the first baseman, Carter Bell, to have a few words. Now here comes Wellington Cepeda. We'll have a mound visit after the one-out walk. Lugs have scored two here in the fifth, a solo homer by Jordan Leyland. Kellen Sweeney popped out. Dwight Smith Jr. with a solo home run, and then Emilio Guerrero with a four-pitch walk. Second walk issued by Dara so far tonight. And that sets the stage for Christian Lopes once this mound visit is over. Following tonight's ball game, the Lugnuts get on the bus and take a very short trip to Fort Wayne, Indiana. Jesse, they'll be playing five games in 4 days against that Fort Wayne Tin Caps pitching staff with all those big first-round picks.
It's an odd kind of route that we take to Fort Wayne, too. From Fort Wayne to South Bend, oh, it's not very far, just 90 miles, but it's kind of a winding sort of route. Not many big roads, shall we say. So we'll be going through the middle of the night. However, the Lansing Lugnuts are excited about this. Get to play in that beautiful Parkview field, and the Lugnuts are feeling good about themselves with the way that they're playing on the field as well.
5-1 lead here in the top of the fifth. Runner at first with one out. Christian Lopes swinging away at the first pitch. He hits one high and deep to left. However, this will stay in the park and just shy of the warning track. It's Alex Glenn, the left fielder, making the grab. That is out number two. Lopes was sitting on that fastball from Dara, and he got it, maybe just a touch underneath it. Flying out to left for the second out of the inning. Lopes now 0-for-3 with a flyout and two strikeouts.
By the way, a text message just sent in from Garrett Peters in the Lansing Lugnuts box office, and he had a question for us. Bobino Fuenmayor, who played for the Lugnuts earlier this year and in prior seasons, where is he right now and how's he doing?
We'll tell you after this first pitch to the left-handed hitting Kevin Patterson, and he takes one upstairs on a fastball 1-0.
Bobino played 45 games for the Frontier League Grays, and in those games he batted .322 with 11 home runs. I dare say he needed to move up, and he was acquired by Laredo in the American Association.
A 1-0 down and into Patterson. Runner at first is Emilio Guerrero with two outs, Lansing up 5-1 in the fifth.
Four games with Laredo. How about six hits already? One double, one homer. He's batting .429. Bobino Fuenmayor is owning the independent leagues.
The Laredo Lemurs play in a ballpark that is very, very friendly to hitters, and Bobino will like playing down there near the border in Texas. A 2-0 pitch upstairs to Patterson, three balls and no strikes.
It's a little bit of a difference than playing for the Grays. They were a road team. They had no home ballpark.
Three balls, no strikes to Kevin Patterson. He's 0-for-1, a flyout and a walk, scored a run in the second. Next pitch right down the middle from Dara, a fastball at 87. Cuts the plate in half, 3-1 now. Still a hitter's count for Patterson. The DH tonight batting from the left side. The cleanup man has a runner at first in Emilio Guerrero. Good speed aboard. Two outs and a 3-1 count. Ripping on that fastball, and he was a little bit underneath, a little late. Hits it straight back into the net behind home plate. And counts run full to Patterson. On deck awaits Carlos Ramirez. Kevin Patterson, the big slugger from the left side, looking to get his bat going as well once again. On a five-game on-base streak, now make it six after the walk in the second. There goes Guerrero as the payoff pitch upstairs. Another walk from Dara, his third of the night. Guerrero into second base. Patterson will take his base at first. Two on, two out as Carlos Ramirez walks to the plate. Lansing five runs on five hits and one error. Three in the second inning behind an RBI ground out and a two-run single from Jordan Leyland. Two runs here in the fifth, solo homers from Jordan Leyland and Dwight Smith Jr.
By the way, an update on a former Lansing Lugnuts pitcher, Anthony DeScalfani, tonight for the Jacksonville Suns. Seven innings, seven strikeouts, no runs.
First pitch swinging for Carlos Ramirez. He lifts one into left center field. Alex Glenn comes on and he makes the call. Left fielder makes the catch in the alleyway. An easy fly ball. Ramirez and the Lugnuts are retired in the fifth, but not before a pair of homers. Leyland and Smith with solo shots each. Lansing will take a 5-1 lead to the bottom of the fifth inning on 92.1 Big Country.